It's 97.9 The Box, and you're tuned in to Access Houston with your girl JJ here. And joining me on the phone right now, I have Jason Jimenez and also Steven Lopez. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, Jason, you are the president of the board for the Youth Aid. And I'm really curious to know, what is the Youth Aid?
Well, Youth Aid basically is a nonprofit that is dedicated to standing for basically bullying across the United States. We are dedicated to basically eliminating bullying and implementing a program in every school in America to make sure that we not only stand for the kids that are bullied, but also for the bullies themselves, making sure that they have a support system, not only from the administrators, the teachers, but also the parents.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, when did you guys start?
The organization started in 1991. And since then, we have been able to grow this in a capacity to where now we've been very fortunate enough to have the Lopez family get involved this early 2012.
Nice. Now, Steven, tell me, how did your family even become involved with Youth Aid?
Well, I think it was just a very natural fit. Actually, it first dawned upon us earlier this year. We're traveling to Brazil, and my brother was reading this article on the USA Today. Unfortunately, this girl had been bullied so much at school that she felt she had no other outlet but to commit suicide. And it's something that really touched our hearts, and especially my older brother, Gene, who has a 13-year-old daughter. And it's something that we felt that we can be part of. We do Taekwondo, which is a martial arts that it's all about character development. And we have a lot of kids that do start up because they are getting picked on at school or because they need self-esteem and courage. And so we thought that through this initiative, through Youth Aid, we can help bring bullying to the limelight because it is an epidemic. It's really happening across the country, and it's happening more and more every day. And so we felt that we could, lend our name and what we do. I mean, our profession, if you want, is to kick butt. But we do it obviously through the Olympics and through first teaching our kids about respect and all these character development skills. And so that's why we're here and hoping to bring this to the limelight, to the people.
This sounds like an awesome organization. Now, Jason, do you know some of the statistics on bullying?
Well, it's staggering. It's probably every 7 minutes there is a child, specifically in Texas, is being bullied in one way or another. And I'd even have to add that it's not just children. It's adults.
Oh, yeah.
Just recently, it was in national news, there was a woman, a news anchor in, I forgot what city, was talking, and she got bullied based upon simply she was overweight.
Wow.
And, so that is just, I'd hate to say it, but it's like an epidemic that's always been around, but now since social media and media has come around, it is just now really in the limelight. Because you have a capacity where a child really has the capacity of actually expressing themselves on the computer or on the internet to something that will not talk back to them, criticize them, or make them wrong.
Oh, yeah. Cyberbullying seems like, in the last couple of years, it has really grown with networks like Twitter and Facebook.
Right.
I've seen a lot of situations where kids are like, people are talking about me on Facebook, and there is nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I guess there are probably a million different reasons why somebody is getting bullied, but is there a way to limit the bullying with children, versus adults?
Well, I can tell you this. Bullying happens everywhere. There's really no place to hide it because at the end of the day, it's where it's easy and convenient to happen. When we look at from a school standpoint, some of the common areas are, for example, like gyms, gym lockers, playgrounds, even kids when they even walk home. And as you just mentioned, social media, which is a very easy access to be able to do so, especially because of the fact that people can be very, very mean and not knowing the repercussions based upon what they do. And which is why Youth Aid wants, when we create the rallies and we go into school programs, we'll talk to the student body, and our goal is to motivate, inspire, and engage, but always delivering the message that every word, every action, every touch you do towards someone will affect their lives for the rest of their life.
Yeah. let me ask you this. Are there any laws in Texas regarding bullying in school?
You know, just recently they have been, legislation has changed and is continuing to change, and our efforts among with a bunch of other nonprofits and organizations that are dedicated to stand for the youth. You know, there's things that are in works right now. I could tell you right now, there's one of the things that they've implemented was that rather than actually penalizing technically the victim, if someone may be categorized as a bully, they could be asked to reassess them and maybe even transfer them to a different school. So the things of that nature have gone into play. Whether that be right or wrong is a different topic. But at the end of the day, there are definitely measures that are being implemented.
Now, what can I do as a parent when my child comes home and, you know, God willing, that she's able to even tell me that she's being bullied? Because I know a lot of kids don't feel comfortable even talking to their parents about that. But if I'm told that my child is being bullied, how do I handle that?
You know, it's a great question, and it's a question I think it's asked every single day. And even as a parent, I have a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old, and I think the very number one thing is to acknowledge that it's actually happening and not just shy away from it or not put yourself in a position to where you're not willing to listen. As human beings and as parents, we live our lives and everything comes around, and the very first thing is to acknowledge. Secondly is to listen. Listen to your child, because at the end of the day, they will tell you everything, whether you like it or not. They'll tell you how they feel. And then from there, being able to understand what avenues you really have to be able to use as a support system. One of them being is the fact that schools really do care. They really want to do something. But if you don't speak up, they have no reason and no idea that they need to change or to embrace certain programs like, for example, protocols. Schools nowadays want to be able to have the capacity to be able to say, if I see a bullying incident happen, how to react. And if they don't know it's happening, they're not going to do anything because they can't.
Yeah. So parents need to speak up.
Absolutely. They want to be able to stand for their child. But it's also very important to put it in a scenario where they don't cause a bigger issue, because sometimes you don't want to go and have the parents make an uproar and then put the child in the limelight where all the student body understands, okay, that person's a victim or that person's a bully, and then they end up being reprimanded because of that by the student body. You have to be very delicate with that.
Very nice. Now, what programs does Youth Aid offer to school districts and parents?
We have multiple programs. The one that is that's been around since we started is the Youth Aid Rally, which is we speak to the student body, as I mentioned before, and we'll do the inspiring, the motivating, and the engaging, creating that aspect to where every word, action, and touch could affect their lives. We go to the student body and we engage them so that we can create a Youth Aid Club, which is our second program. Our job is to be able to go work with the administrators, the teachers, and parents, as well as the student bodies, to create a Youth Aid Club so that the message stays consistent throughout the school year. From that point, we actually create a committee. That committee consists of all those four elements, and to be able to make sure that we have someone that is consistently on top of it, making sure that it's a success. The Youth Aid Club is designed to make sure that we create leaders within the student body, in addition to the fact that we actually try to get the local community and businesses to partake not only in fundraising so that the school doesn't have to pay for these programs. Because as you probably already know, the school district has cut funding. They don't have the money to create these programs and to implement it, and nor do they have the capacity to keep it consistent.
Right.
So the Youth Aid Club is the second one. Probably since about a year ago, we've been asked by a lot of the school district's administrators to be able to create a program so that the teachers themselves can learn protocols and systems and things that they can do when they see the act of bullying, and also to be aware of being able to identify a person who has tendencies of being a bully or even a victim, and then actually going through a process to where everybody is protected and safe, especially the identity of that child. So that's the third one. Since then, it has been very apparent to us that we couldn't just stop there. The very last one that we do now is that we have a seminar that's being created that is considered as Stand for Your Children Seminar. And it's designed to be able to target the parents in getting them to be engaged. And going back on that simple principle, listen. Have better communication with your children. So in doing so, it really opens up the doors not only in a better home environment, but also to really be engaged with your children. Because, again, They will tell you everything if you're willing to listen.
Yeah, very true. Awesome. Now tell me quickly, what is the Casino Royale 007?
We are having a charity event on October 18th, which is this Thursday coming up. And with the Lopez family and the engagements of us other professional athletes that are coming out, what we're doing is having a tribute to the 50th anniversary of James Bond, which is this month. And also to reemphasize the fact that October is anti-bullying month. And so what we're doing is we're having a Casino Royale. It's a casino event. It's going to have live entertainment. It's going to have music, dancing, casino night. We have an Aston Martin that's going to be there so people can take photos.
Ooh.
Like as if James Bond.
Yeah.
Al's Formal Wear has just literally helped sponsor us, so you're able to get a tuxedo from there at a discount. We've partnered up with companies like Novel Sport, which is a new app that's coming out in the late October, early November. And it is an opportunity to say, I'm willing to go to a great party, have fun, and along the way, you're helping a charity that is standing for the children of our future.
That is amazing. Awesome. Well, I look forward to it. Now, Stephen, are you going to be there too?
Oh, of course. I can't wait. I'm looking for something to wear so I can look as good as I can.
Well, it sounds pretty awesome. Okay, well, let me ask this one last question. What is the website where people can go to get more information?
Absolutely. It is youthaid.us, and you can go there to get information about YouthAid, how you can partake, you can get involved. In addition, you can go to youthaid.us to pre-purchase your tickets, and it's $60 pre-purchase, $80 at the door, and the ticket will include food, drinks all night, entertainment, and $1,000 in poker chips so you can have a good time.
All right. I can't wait. Sounds exciting. Well, I do want to thank you, Jason and Stephen, for joining me today, and you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.